Hello.
Derek.
Hey.
Chris and Tony in San Diego.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Good. Are you here too?
What's that?
Are you here too? Or are you in
San Diego? Yeah, I am on the corner of 8th and C Street.
Beautiful place to be.
All right.
Oh, yeah. No.
Only
I
block.
Just got a cup of coffee and walking towards the ballpark.
Fantastic. All right.
Yep.
I'm sure this is one of your favorite road trips, San Diego. Usually gets a high rating there.
Yeah, it's a good. I mean, you can't beat L.A. and San Diego. Just
yeah.
a little much, to be honest, to start off the year because we were in Florida, then Arizona. So I'm
no
ready
kidding.
To go home. No offense, San Diego.
I hear you.
Fair enough.
All right, we'll get you rolling here. Thank you, Derek, for your time.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, 3, 2, and 1. And indeed, we are visiting with Derek Gold of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And the Cardinals in town, and that means Mike Schilt managing against his former team and organization. And before we get started with that, Derek, how are things at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch? I ask because many years ago in my writing days, guys, you didn't know this, but I applied for a job at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Didn't get it. That's why I still live in San Diego, so maybe it worked out for the best. But how are things there in St. Louis, Derek, when you're there?
When I'm there. You're right, yeah. The 50 days in Florida followed by the West Coast swing has been something. Didn't really know how to pack for spring training.
Yeah, you've been gone for a while.
Do I dare ask, do we apply for the same job? Is that possible?
I don't think so, Derek. I think
okay.
I think I'm another generation ahead of you. So congratulations to you for having a successful writing career. Mine wasn't as successful. That's why I had to go into radio. But that's neither here nor there. Let's ask about Mike Schilt. And,
sure.
You know, we've really liked this guy. And I mm-hmm. I get the feeling that people in St. Louis liked Mike Schilt a lot. And, you know, going back to his time there, you know, when he left, was there a lot of dissatisfaction among the fan base and people around the St. Louis area?
Absolutely. There was both dissatisfaction with the Cardinals' explanation and dissatisfaction with him leaving. He was viewed as a really strong manager, a homegrown manager, a, you know, true to the red, Cardinal-born, Cardinal-bred manager. I mean, he was one of the last connections to George Kissel, who is the coach of all coaches in Cardinal history. You know, there was a strong lineage, and it carries on with Oliver Marmol. Oliver Marmol has that same tie, but, you know, Schilt was kind of viewed as the rising talent all those years, potential future manager, and then he had the job, and, you know, he wins the National League Manager of the Year in 2019. He gets a vote every year. Every year, even the partial year that he was a manager for the Cardinals, he received votes for the Manager of the Year award. So absolutely. There was a lot of frustration with the fan base that, like, hey, here's a guy who knows what he's doing, who is committed to St. Louis, who is committed to the history of the team, just everything they wanted, a style of baseball that they really liked. And then the added part of it was that the team's explanation just was really lacking. It was really poorly done.
Derek, I've gotten a chance to know Mike over the past 3 years that he's been in the organization. And I know from having conversation that shook him. Being let go of a place, it seemingly talking to him that he thought he would be at forever. Really shook him a little bit. And so you bring up Ollie Marmol, who he has a tremendous relationship with. Just talk a little bit about that relationship and the transition going from Mike to Ollie, and really Ollie kind of cut his teeth under Mike Schilt.
Yeah, I mean, they go back to when Oliver Marmol was a draft pick of the Cardinals. The scout that signed him was Mike Schilt. One of Mike Schilt's first roles with the Cardinals was that area scout, and he wanted to work his way into coaching and did it that way. He was hired by John Mozeliak, who's now, you know, the president of baseball operations for the Cardinals, and kind of put early on in his role with the organization out as a scout and saw a shortstop for the College of Charleston. We talked to him about the scouting report yesterday and what he put on there. And, you know, 70 runner for Oliver Marmol, which not too shabby, but got him drafted. And then they were if not close, they were in near proximity, you know, for really a good decade plus when you think about, like, all of Oliver Marmol's 20s and a lot of Mike Schilt's formative time. They were at least close, if not on the same team or in the same dugout or even been coaches together. It was Schilt when he was promoted to manager and then given – and then they removed the interim tag. It was Oliver Marmol that was his bench coach when Schilt was tasked with kind of getting the team back to its fundamentals and finding a way through what had been a messy kind of 2018. It was Marmol and him that helped put it together. It was part of Marmol's skills that helped them kind of organize and get back to defense. And it was Schilt's preparation and his attention to detail that made that possible. And then it was the kind of, I think you guys have probably seen it with the Padres, the kind of atmosphere that he tries to create of talking baseball, you know, bouncing ideas off each other, just constantly in the clubhouse. It was those two working together. They are close, and that made the transition obvious. Like, it was pretty clear what the Cardinals were going to do with their manager job after they dismissed Schilt. Having Marmol there helped make their decision for them a little bit when they realized that they just could not continue to work together, Schilt and, you know, and he was highly critical of the direction they were going. So that made that decision. But you're right, it was something where, like, okay, Marmol was in the majors because of Schilt. He had this opportunity, and Schilt told me pretty early on, he goes, my hope is that I'm managing against Oliver Marmol someday. I know it's going to happen. I don't think he expected him to be in the different uniform when it did.
Right. He thought Oliver Marmol would go on to have a job elsewhere. Yeah, that's interesting. Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, who has a great knowledge of Mike Schilt. And, you know, the thing, we first of all, Mike Schilt is funny. We've all noticed that. He's got a great sense of humor. The thing that we've heard is that he's also, you know, got a little bit of a competitive streak, a lot of a competitive streak. Yeah, right. Everybody does. But talk a little bit about that and kind of how that manifests itself during the course of a season. You know, with Mike, I mean, did you ever get worried going in to interview him after a tough loss? Is he that kind of guy, or is it just more of his overall competitiveness?
It's an interesting question. You know, one of the things that I think, just maybe to that point, one of the things that I think worked against Schilt at times is, remember, he was manager for the Zoom era. And so it wasn't a lot of in-person communication. He's really good when you talk baseball with him. Not so great when it's on Zoom and who knows who's listening, who knows who's recording. There's really never off the record on Zoom. There's never really one-on-one conversation on Zoom. There's never really a pause where you can go, okay, let me get my thoughts, let me think about this. Now let me answer. And so I think that did work against him sometimes, but that was the era. That's not his personality. Now, as far as his competitiveness, that it did come across. Like, right, if you're always on camera in the Zoom era, you do get that sense where he can push back a little bit. And he's like, all right, you want a question? All right, well, I'm going to come back with a question for you. I'm going to challenge you on that. So you do see that competitiveness. I think, you guys are going to see it. You just wait for the Cubs to come to town and, you know, Craig Counsell will say something under his breath and Schilt will hear it and game on. Craig can be sarcastic and there's been times where he has said something and Schilt will cross the diamond to make his point. You know, he's super competitive in a way that manifests. He's always trying to find an edge, just even the slimmest of edge, like just the slightest edge of even a nickel. If he can find it, he's going to try to exploit it just to pry open a win. And that is where that manifests, right? Like, he is constantly looking for an edge. And so if he sees it or his edge gets rubbed the wrong way, he'll let you know.
Derek Gould, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. That's such an interesting dynamic. I haven't really thought of it. I haven't been a teammate of Craig Counsell, and knowing Mike Schilt, I can see that dynamic kind of going haywire at times. I'll be looking for that as we get ready to play the Cubs here next week. One of the things that Mike had a specific hand on is the development of some of these guys that have come up in the past when he was there. Cardinals seem to be in a full youth movement right now, or close to it, if not completely a full youth movement. How is that part of the Cardinals organization done since Mike Shildt's departure in terms of the development of guys?
Great question, because it's something that they've really struggled with here recently, and you look no further than their rotation as evidence of that. They had to go out into the market and sign three veteran starters while they let, you know, Dakota Hudson and Jack Flaherty and others go. You know, those were the homegrown guys that they just didn't think could provide for them. So they went and got the veterans who they thought could. You know, as far as like the position players, that's where that youth movement that you're talking about is coming. And, you know, Shildt was a big part of that before moving up to the majors. You know, he was a very prominent manager at the higher affiliates. They won at every level, and that was a big thing for the Cardinals. They really emphasized that was, you know, results matter. It's not just about developing the player. It's not just about, you know, getting the at-bats, logging the mileage, so to speak, of the minors and what you need to do experience-wise. It was important for them to win, and Shildt was one of the folks who really personified that. You know, you play deep into the playoffs, even if you're in Double A Springfield. And that, to be candid, has been lacking. Yeah. This young group that they have right now, they haven't really done the same thing. They haven't really won as they got up and as they moved up. Part of that was just the complete roadblock that was the lost season, right, of 2020. You know, it's hard to say where you are in the standings when everybody's just playing at a satellite camp and you're just constantly playing against each other, or some of these guys didn't play at all that year. So, you know, coming out of that, the Cardinals had one of the worst winning percentages as an organization ever, not just for the Cardinals, but for all of baseball ever. They played so poorly as an organization, lost so much. They think that it was related to the fact that they pushed players up a level to try to regain that time lost in 2020. I think you could also make an argument that that was the real sign of trouble with their pitching development and their lack of pitching development, because that's where things went really off. They just had a horrendous ERA for the overall organization. And that's also where the lost draft of 2017 caught up with them. Not to get too far into Louise, but that's the draft where they had to give over draft picks to Houston because of the hacking scandal. So all of that has kind of come to a head after Shildt, I guess we say, graduated to the majors. Yeah. After he got out of there, they just really haven't had that same engine of success, and they haven't been able to develop the pitching like they once did. Look, I mean, they're still when it comes to like just contributions from homegrown pitchers, they're still way up there over the last decade, but all of that is front loaded. That's all the Wacas and Gonzalez's and Trevor Rosenthal's and stuff like that from the first half of this past decade. They've really been searching for a while, and they would like to get back to some of those. You know, it's a little bit like what Shildt told them was coming. Might have chosen different words, and if he had chosen different words or maybe said it a different way or went directly to Mozeliak, he might still be the manager, and he might have been the one that called him and said, hey, look, this is a problem, because some of the things that he saw have definitely manifested, and the Cardinals have really struggled to stop those trends. And it all resulted in 91 losses last season and the worst season in 30 years and all the pressure that's on them right now.
Well, Derek, the Cardinals' loss, fortunately, has been the Padres' gain. I think everybody here is pretty happy to have Mike Shildt.
Sure.
And we'll see how it all turns out rest of this week. Enjoy the tail end of your long road trip, and here's hoping you get back home safe and sound. And we appreciate the time. We'll see you out at the ballpark. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Next time you apply for a job at the Post Dispatch, email me. Actually, you know what? I think San Diego, I think it turned out okay for you.
It's worked out okay, but I appreciate your help. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
All right. Thank you, Derek, if you're still there.
Yeah, you bet, guys.
All right. We'll see you later. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Sounds
bye-bye.
Good.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
He was good. He had lots of information.